Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Leverett.
You can tell this when he's at the plate that he's thinking too much. And, okay, I'm gonna stand up there. I'm going to take the first pitch. And the actions show you that he's going to take the first pitch. And where is that? Right down the middle. No. Center square.
Swing and a drive. Deep left center. And a hit. Welcome to Memorial Day.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting.
Fly ball to deep right! It is way back! And out of here! First career walk-off home run for Yelly! And it is grand!
Joined now by Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Great call, Levo, and a great moment. I was late to finding out the score, right? Because I was at a show. And so, looking up the score, okay, Brewers 5-2. I knew it was 1-1. Like, Brewers win 5-1 in the 10th. How was that even? My wife goes, yeah. Maybe it was a grand slam. I think so.
Very, very astute from your wife.
Yes.
No, I appreciate that. It was a great ball game. And the fact that it was Yelich that had the double that started the rally against Aroldis Chapman in the 9th inning. He ends up scoring on the base hit by Frelick. And then Yelly ends it with his first career walk-off homer. It's just a great day to be at the ballpark. And you hope now that they're back to 500 that was the spark that they needed to really get on a nice roll. It feels like the offense is starting to come together. And hopefully Yelich and Contreras and the rest of the guys can all start hitting at the same time. And that offense can really come together nicely.
Yeah, it should be nice to see a great little spurt here from Yelly. Just go back to what year was that? Is that 18? Was it that long ago already?
Yeah, 18 and 19. He should have won the MVP in 19.
Yeah.
He ends up fouling the ball off his kneecap and misses the last 3 weeks. Still should have won the MVP. But I'm not sure if he's ever going to get back to
right.
what he was in 18 and 19. But, I mean, if you could bottle up what he was last year when he was leading the league in hitting at the time of his back surgery, any semblance of that. And even the year before, he had a solid season. So I think he's starting to come together, and you really got to have some production out of him. If he's in that 3 and 4 spot in the lineup, you got to have some production from Yelich.
Dude, how does he not have a previous walk-off? Are you sure?
Great
check
right?
with Dom on that one. Check with your stats, man.
Well, Dom was the one with the with the
right.
stat for me, so
I
do believe it. His computer was smoking at the time that he sent it to me, so I'm assuming that he exhausted all of his resources. You'd think that someone would luck into a walk-off home run here or there, right? Whether it's in the minor leagues or the big leagues, but it just hadn't happened for Yelly, and it just goes to show how tough it is to do that. And the other part, I give the Brewers team a lot of credit. I think of Robin Ventura back in the early 2000s, hit a walk-off grand slam, but his teammates mobbed him between first and second base. He gets credit for a single. It's a walk-off single. So his teammates let him round the bases. He gets the grand slam. It's a home run. Imagine if his teammates mob him around second base. It's a walk-off single or a walk-off double and not the homer. So
yeah, he doesn't get the extra ribbies.
For knowing. Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I love it. It's not a 5-1 win either. It's a 3-1 win. Or a 2-1
it's just
win.
Not the same.
Yeah.
You mentioned the offense getting going, Levo. Now, my dad, as we discussed, Joe Vitrano, I mean, a fan since the Milwaukee Braves, and he views the season, he has this checkpoint system. And I don't know to whom he thinks he's speaking. It's just my brother and me on these texts always. But the checkpoints are Memorial Day, Independence Day, and Labor Day. And he has different standards for where your local 9 should be at that point, right? So usually it's doom and gloom with my dad. I swear if we were 10 games over 500, he'd say, yeah, well, smoke and mirrors, boys.
They could be undefeated.
Right. Yes. Okay, I bring it up, Levo, because I posted some of my dad's comments, which were fairly gloomy. Brewers are missing the playoffs this year, whatever. Some of the reaction I saw on social media was so many people saying, well, they don't have pitching. Well, they don't have pitching. Well, the pitching is terrible. They have that stuck in their heads because we are so decimated in terms of injuries in the lineup on the hill. But our pitching's been really good. We just can't hit.
Yeah, the pitching has really saved the Brewers. And think about all the young kids that have come up, the Logan Hendersons and Chad Patricks, that have delivered quality appearances while Jose Quintana's mending, while Brandon Woodruff's working his way back. And those guys are getting close. Aaron Civale missed the entire season until a couple of starts ago. The pitching has done their part. Now, I will say in the month of May that the bullpen is running on fumes. I mean, those guys have worked their tails off back there. So hopefully that doesn't have a cumulative effect moving forward. I mean, Freddie Peralta's on the bump today with an opportunity to sweep the Red Sox, and you'd love to get six or seven out of Freddie, knowing what you don't have in the bullpen potentially today. But at the same time, the pitching has been fine. If there have been spurts where the left side of the infield has been a virtual zero, right? Ortiz and Durbin and the guys that were playing third base beforehand, those guys are starting to swing the bat better. Yelich is starting to swing the bat better in the last week. You're starting to get production from everybody up and down the lineup. That's really important. So it's not just Rhys Hoskins, who's been red hot for the last 6 weeks. It's tough to carry a team from one spot in the lineup. It's why there's nine spots, right? So you hope to get a few of those guys going at the same time and string together some runs, maybe put up four a game or five a game, and then, all right, now your pitching goes to work and you're going to be in good shape. Chance to win four in a row today and sweep the Sox, that's a good thing going into Philadelphia over the weekend.
The aforementioned Logan Henderson, who is undefeated, and yet there's no room for this man on our roster.
And Chad, too. Chad Patrick.
Right. Yeah, I understand the oddities at play there, Jeff, but that just seems absurd.
It is. It's crazy. I will, for the Brewers' sake, the fact that he has options, they want to try and control his innings. I understand that. I also understand that he hasn't ever thrown any more than 81 innings in a professional season over the course of his career. So you need to manage those innings. It's the end of May, right? And he's already getting close to that 70-inning mark. Right. So, I mean, at that point, you know, what can you expect from him? Maybe 120 innings? That's a 40-inning bonus from a year ago. He's had some injury issues. I understand it on that standpoint, but he's been throwing the heck out of the ball, and you'd love to see those innings come at the big league level. It's just at what expense, right? You kind of have to figure where the team is, and he's going to be in the big leagues again. He will be in the big leagues again, and he's going to throw significant innings for the Milwaukee Brewers this year. It's just a matter of when they come and how smart can the Brewers be for his future as a player.
Afternoon baseball for you at American Family Field. Brewers and Red Sox at 12:10 first pitch. Have a great call, Level. Thanks.
You got it, guys. Take it easy.